which I think ought to be at night, not during the middle of the day, because I think, you know, people look at it, advance a proposition of this type. You say that you have said to the American people that you want this settled by diplomatic means if possible. You have also said that the ship and crew must be returned, and you adhere to that statement. Now, you are prepared, if the ship and crew are returned promptly, to then submit, you would say that we are satisfied on the basis of incontrovertible evidence, which has been now made public, that this ship was in international waters. Nevertheless, you are prepared to submit the entire matter after the ship and crew are returned to the International Court of Justice and abide by the results. If our case is not what we said it was, we would make appropriate reparations to them. If our case was as we said it was, they should make appropriate reparations to us. It would seem to me that such a statement from you, they'll turn it down, Mr. President. Although in one instance, I've been researching the precedents over the weekend, there was a situation in the Corfu Channel case where Britain and Albania got into a problem about intrusion upon international waters and where the Albanians mined the Corfu Channel. And they agreed at that time that it should go to the court. The British ship was damaged. And the court ordered the Albanians to pay damages. Now, there is great virtue, you know, our public and the world opinion believes very much in the judicial process. All fair-minded people think, submit matters to courts and courts decide it. A proposition like that put by you in a solemn declaration to the American people and the world opinion would, I think, have a tremendous impact. Anybody who would then say that you were not acting with restraint, etc., could not say it. This is a far better proposal than Mike Mansfield's silly proposal. But even though the ship was in the international waterways, we ought to lie to get our men back. That's just asinine. But for you to put a proposal saying that you return our men and ship, however, we undertake, we will put the case to the international court. We're prepared to do it promptly upon the return. And we will abide the results of that decision. Now there's a Russian on the court, so they can't say the court stacked against them, and a poll. But on the whole, the court is pretty not badly disposed.
How many on the court?
Let me see. 14, I think. I haven't got the exact number. But I can easily get it for you. It isn't bad from our standpoint. It's got Latin Americans, it's got the Australians, it's got British judges, we've got a good judge in Phil Jessup. I don't think we would do badly. And our evidence, the one we have been developing is good.
Where is this court set, Geneva?
In Hague, and yeah. We'd have to invoke the court.
Mm-hmm.
They sit whenever their jurisdiction is invoked. And we would, you could say we would ask the court as a matter of urgency to make this determination.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to Rusk or Nick about it?
No, I have not yet talked to anybody because I didn't want to start anything without...
Yeah, I think it's worthy of pursuing. I wish you would talk to him.
Right,
I'll talk to him later in the day.
Right.
I think that would be very good. I think you did well up there.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do tomorrow?
As far as I'm concerned, if we cannot get some agreement, which I doubt we can get, I'm going to kind of wind up this exercise. I'm not going to put a resolution forward which we won't, you know, would be vetoed. That isn't going to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And push the Russians to a veto, so that my view would be that I would, we've done, I think, what we ought to do down here, and that is we have stated our case. And now the responsibility is on the council to come out with some help.
What are they going to do?
Not a damn thing, just between us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fiddle around. But I'll know better today. I'll see the Russian today.